Epistle appointed to be read for this, the first Sunday of Lent, is taken from the second epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, we entreat you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard thee, and in the day of salvation I have helped thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We give no offense to anyone, that our ministry may not be blamed. On the contrary, let us conduct ourselves in all circumstances as God's ministers, in much patience, in tribulations, in hardships and distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleepless nights, in fastings, in innocence, in knowledge, in long sufferings, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in unaffected love, in the word of truth, in the power of God, with the armor of justice on the right hand and then on the left, in honor and dishonor, in evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet truthful, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastised but not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet enriching many, as having nothing yet possessing all things. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Matthew. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus was led into the desert by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If thou art the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, not by bread alone does man live, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If thou art the Son of God, throw thyself down. For it is written, he has given his angels charge concerning thee, and upon their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "It is written further, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all the glory of them. And he said to him, "All these things I will give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, the Lord thy God shalt thou worship, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, I go to the bulletin this morning because we have the distribution of ashes, the inconveniences that are produced by that. Otherwise, we will not have catechism class. After here in this little basket, there are, for those who are new and who may not know, there are little packets of ashes, blessed ashes that were blessed on Ash Wednesday. Take as many as you need. Use them up. Take them home with you. Sprinkle these ashes around your houses, outside, on the ground, in the garden, in the flower gardens, in the vegetable gardens, in the chicken houses, wherever and however you have. If you live in an apartment, simply keep the ashes somewhere in the apartment and have them there knowing that they are there. They're sacramentals. Like holy water and all other things, we use everything we can get our hands on in order that we may be protected. We must pray to the angels as well. We must ask the holy angels to stand guard at every blade of grass around our houses. We are living in terribly, terrible times. And anything and everything that we may do or be able to do, I think it is reasonable to say, let's do it. The devil is busy. He has never been busier. This is his final chance. And like any other desperate individual, he is willing and able and capable to do desperate things. If he ever gets close to your house, he's going to have to go through and walk, first of all, on such things as these ashes, and he's going to have to break through the ranks of the angels that surround you. And that will not be easy for him to do. We have, of course, Stations of the Cross every Friday. We fully understand, I fully understand that most of you cannot be here for those, but may I suggest that you try to make them in your own homes, in your little chapels. I'm sure that Almighty God will give unto you who cannot be here for reasonable causes, will give you the same that you will receive if you come here. Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday of this week are Ember Days. They are the spring Ember Days. It makes little difference actually during Lent about the Ember Days because we all are already on a program of fasting and abstaining. But let us try to give these Ember Days a little added devotion, a little added prayer. The Ember Days come up four times a year. And they have been put into place asking God and thanking God, asking him for help and protection. In former times, we used to proceed out or process out into the fields and to bless the fields and to bless all around. And in the fall, we go back to the fields and we thank God for successful crop. But now these days are mostly gone for people. So we simply stay at home and ask Almighty God to help us, protect us, bless us during these, as we walk through life in the treacherous days that are surrounding us. We start early. It seems that the powers that be simply cannot leave the clocks alone. And therefore, be sure and you pay attention to the announcement concerning the changes of the clocks. This year, it's at another date. And remember that in the spring, you spring forward 1 hour. So you set your clocks forward 1 hour. There's always been a regulation in our church at large that we make the Easter duty during the Easter time. We are in the Easter time at the present time. Therefore, what is required during the Easter duty is that you go to confession and that you receive Holy Communion. Well, I know that in our own case here, that is just an announcement, but that at least that it is brought to your attention and that you are aware of it and make the intention of the Easter duty. After Mass, we will distribute ashes at the communion rail. There will be no Leonine prayers because of that. Those of you who have not received ashes, please come forward. And I repeat, do not be bashful. Come up here and take the ashes. If we run out, we'll do something about it. But right now, help yourselves. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. The devil said, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Which one of us? I exclude nobody. Which one of us, if we were offered everything that is being offered by the King of this world, if he would come to me or to thee and say to me or to thee, look at all of that out there. All you have to do in order to have it, and I promise you, you will have it. All you have to do is to fall on your knee and worship me. I dare say that that would be for, let's be honestly honest, I dare say that would be a tempting offer. I could have everything. It would be mine for one little simple act. And yet, have we not read in various and sundry other places, not one grain of incense will I burn in your honor. We are in Lent. Let us keep in mind that all of this is for. Lent is not there just for the sake of somebody being ugly and demanding punishment and asking for difficulties and making life just downright and plainly miserable. That's not what Lent is for. Some people might take it to mean that, but it's not. As we all also know, that in that lovely looking little apple that was once offered to the woman named Eve, that little apple contained everything that was offered to Jesus Christ on the mountain. And she took it. Yes, it contained everything. And she was given everything. But the very first thing by instinct that she did and that her husband did was to run into the bushes and get leaves and make clothes for themselves. Yes, they had everything, but they lost everything. I think I told you once before, I'm not sure, of a gentleman that we know, he's dead now, who once upon a time in his youth took that offer. He was offered whatever it was that he wanted. Not long after he had that granted to him, like Adam and Eve, figuratively speaking, he ran to put clothes around himself. And he realized that he had done something wrong. And he tried to take those clothes off to go back to that time of life before he had made that serious mistake. When he was telling us about it in the presence of his own family. This was many, many years after the incident took place. And he says, if only I could break loose from his grip, but he will not turn me loose. We are not dealing with other weak human beings. We're dealing with the powers of heaven and earth. We're dealing with the powers that determine all things. And whereas we certainly understand the power of good, which is God, we must also understand the power of evil, which is Satan. The power of evil is inestimable. And if we had been on that high mountain that day in the place of our blessed Lord, and this would have been offered to us, let us be honest. Would we not have at least been tempted to fall on our knee in front of him? The holy season of Lent brings these stark realities to our attention. Extra prayers. Now, beloved people, during Lent, as you know, I do not go for resolutions which are made today and forgotten about tomorrow. It is not in the doing, it is in the being. But here I'm asking us to do something, but that it will in its time, become into being. If I may say so, of course, I cannot give such an order, but to the extent that I might be capable of giving such an order, in the name of God, and in the name of the Blessed Virgin Mary, His Mother, I order us to work industriously to say the rosary every day. Minutes, hardly more, maybe even less. I am sure, I'm positive, that we can take 15 minutes away from you know what that has taken control of us and presents to us everything that could be imagined that belongs to that grand kingdom that was offered to Jesus Christ by the devil. 15 minutes away from that thing, and give it to Mary, our mother. That's not asking for a pound of flesh, is it? Let us not look upon this as a punishment. It is no punishment. It is simply giving honor and glory to Him and to her, but to Him who will give us ever so much more than the worm-eaten kingdom that was offered to Him at the top of that mountain. We will be offered, with the right intention in mind and the right disposition and purpose, we will be given that which is above description, just for that. Too many of us, and many of you, cannot possibly come here on a daily basis to go to Mass. That's most unfortunate. That's tragic. In our day, the churches were almost across the street from each other. No more. And my dear people, thank the Lord that you are not exposed to the things that are flying about here and about. And the information, good, bad, and indifferent, true and false, evil and everything else, the information that is passed about today, there is a new word that has come into my attention, which I pass it on to you. Some of you no doubt have seen it. Have you ever heard the word Christophobia? Today, precious people, we are Christophobics. have a phobia about Christ. Last Sunday, I mentioned to you, if he cannot come to us, then I'm not saying that this is the only us that we must think about. That would be wrong. There are a lot of other us's elsewhere. Not enough. Few in number, dwindling in number, but still us is there. If it gets down to one us, that one us is still there to say, here I am, Lord. But if he cannot come to us, then to whom shall he go? It isn't easy for you to do this. It isn't easy for us up here to do this. It isn't easy for me to do this. When I look at those who sat in the same classroom with me, reading out of the same identical book with me, listening to the same identical teacher with me, telling me, you're crazy. Why don't you go see a doctor and get off of this stupid bandwagon that you are on? Either there is a God or there is not a God. I make no judgment about anybody, but if there is a God, I believe in that God, and therefore I have no choice but to be right here, right now. Is that clear? We are not playing games in the sandbox, are we? And the salvation of my eternal soul, which happens to be locked up in this thing you see, that's me. Not this. This is not me. This thing here is going to stink one of these days. That's not me. I happen to be locked up in this cage. And therefore, dearest people, I have to look after me. And this thing here belongs to all these magnificent kingdoms of the world. And those kingdoms, you know, are going to take possession of this thing one of these days and confine it to the bowels of the earth. We hear all kinds of tales and stories. We say this is wrong and that is wrong. And we see important people condemning and writing and proposing and telling. And we are confused. God knows that we are confused. He knows that we have no choice but to be confused. But my people, do not be confused. As long as you, number one, have that chain of the rosary tied around your waist. As long as you take advantage of every opportunity to receive your Lord and Savior in Holy Communion. As long as you are willing to fall on your knees from time to time and simply say, nothing more but, simply say, I love you. My dear people, go about your business and be of good heart. I am sure that some of those angels that were assigned to him that day so that he would be administered to, dearest people, if only you could see, some of those angels are around each of us. Have no fear. Go do what you know to do. Be strong. Be of good heart. Be good Christians of charity. Do not give your bodies to be burned. Do not give up everything that you own. Simply have charity. And all will be yours, my beloved people.